another issue that's been hitting the headlines lately is that of the plight of our beloved bees. So we sent Mira Synthillingham down to London to the Wellcome Trust to find out what all the buzz is about.
This week saw the unveiling of a taxi dressed up as a bee driving around the streets of London. Now, why is a taxi dressed like a bee, you ask? Well, this bee cab has been custom made to celebrate Pestival, a festival that celebrates insect life, which is taking place on London's South Bank this coming September. And the theme for this year's festival is the collapse of bee colonies around the world. Bridget Nichols is the festival director.
The key theme of this year's festival is bees, and we're creating the Queen Elizabeth Hall. We're turning into the Queen Bee Hall, and it's going to be called the Bee Social. And it's all about people coming together from different disciplines to discuss colony collapse and creating a critical mass. I just think that it's very important to get urban people thinking about saving the bees, because they've got balconies, they can plant flowers for their urban bees. I think that we are in danger of losing our bees, and obviously we should do something about it while we can.
Festival director and organiser Bridget Nichols. This plight of bees is a theme well chosen, as bee populations have been decreasing at an alarming rate in recent years, with bumblebees in the UK estimated to have fallen by 60% since 1970, and in some parts of the country, honeybees by up to 80%. The repercussions of this disease are enormous, with the bees' pollination services having a commercial and economic value of around £20 to £50 billion worldwide. As bees don't just make honey, but they pollinate more than 90 of the flowering crops we rely on for our food sources. Wellcome Trust scientist Pat Goodwin explained why these services are so valuable.
Fruits won't ripen, we won't get flower seeds without having pollination, which actually fertilises the seeds so that they can grow into fruits, apples, pears, and all the flowers that we love in our gardens. They depend on pollinators as well.
So no more apples, pears, or pretty flowers. Pat told me more about why this decrease is thought to be happening.
Nobody really knows the answer. There are lots of theories. One thing is climate change, which is the warmer winters are affecting bee hibernation, for example, and upsetting their whole sort of life cycle. There's new pathogens coming up, the varroa mite, but it's not just the varroa mite, it carries viruses, so it lives on the bees, but it also transmits viruses between bees. Then there's lots of issues around modern agriculture, whereby you have vast fields which are then harvested, so there's nothing left for bees to pollinate. And, of course, they use the nectar and then take it to their hives and make it into honey. Another thing, I think, is probably in breeding. Bees have been bred to be non-aggressive and to produce lots of honey. And that is probably meaning that they're losing some genes which are important for their vitality.
Now, a buzzword at the moment, thought to be causing some of the big falls in population numbers, is colony collapse disorder, where entire colonies are dying or disappearing for no known reason. This has happened on a larger scale in the US, but is increasingly happening worldwide. Beekeeper Steve Benbow has over 350 commercial hives nationwide, so I asked how this plight in bee numbers has affected his trade, and if his hives have experienced colony collapse.
We don't really see that directly at the moment, but we do see trouble from, say, varroa, a parasitic mite that latches onto to the bees. And this brings in lots of other diseases, such as cloudy wing virus. It causes a deformity in the wings. The diseases we have to keep on top of and try and sort of learn new techniques. Things like icing sugar is a very good way of managing sort of varroa at the moment that's being trialled, where the bees are what we call a hygienic behaviour, where they're cleaning themselves and hopefully knocking off the mites and cleaning and grooming each other to help reduce this terrible infestation that can take place, really.
So beekeepers like Steve Benbow are finding new ways to get around these problems. But is getting around these diseases in honeybees enough? What about the other species being affected? Well, April 2009 saw the launch of the Insect Pollinators Initiative, where £10 million, donated by many UK funders, including the Wellcome Trust and Natural Environment Research Council, will be used to try and understand the decrease in bee populations. Pat Goodwin told me how the initiative plans on doing this.
What we hope to do is to bring together researchers in different fields, to look at all these complex interactions, and if we can understand what is underlying the issues facing bees, we might be able to do something about stopping it.
So whilst researchers are trying to find out the causes and a cure to this problem, why not find out a bit more about it, or even learn how to keep bees as a hobby at this year's festival, taking place from the 4th to the 6th of September at the South Bank Centre in London.
That was Naked Scientist Meera Senthilingam reporting on the dramatic fall in numbers of our bee populations.
One wonders whether the EastEnders cast could get involved as well with their Queen Vic, which I think could turn into the Queen Bee Vic, possibly. It's the Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and with Helen Scales. We're talking this week about the science of GM crops, the future of farming, and also on the way, the seawater greenhouse, a unique way to use the sun's energy to desalinate seawater and then grow some crops.
Keeping you abreast of the world's best science, the Naked Scientists.